The exploration of the universe of the unseen is the business of human beings. And then the ordinary boundaries of culture and of body dissolve. Into a much larger realm, the imagination. The imagination is literally another dimension. Another dimension, non-local. And then the ordinary boundaries dissolve. And so our minds have evolved in the same way that water takes the shape of its container. Our minds have evolved to take the shape of three-dimensional space and time. The exploration of the universe of the unseen is the business of human beings. It's why we are the way we are. It's why we will be the way we will be. It's how we got where we are. How is it done? It's done by dissolving ordinary cultural boundaries, by perturbing consciousness, and by paying careful attention to the results and attempting to build models therefrom. And then the ordinary boundaries dissolve. And then the ordinary boundaries dissolve. How is it done? By perturbing consciousness and by paying careful attention to the results and attempting to build models therefrom. And so our minds have evolved in the same way that water takes the shape of its container. Our minds have evolved to take the shape of three-dimensional space and time. The exploration of the universe of the unseen is the business of human beings. Why we are the way we are. It's why we will be the way we will be. It's how we got where we are. so our minds have evolved in the same way that water takes the shape of its container. Our minds have evolved to take the shape of three-dimensional space and time. The exploration of the universe of the unseen is the business of human beings. Is the business of human beings.